Okay, we are back. What's up, folks? This is the second edition to the at least once a week. We're going to try to do at least once a week, but this is the second edition.
I think we can do twice. I think at least twice.
Well, I don't want to promise to.
Don't get their hopes up, but I'm just saying, as a personal goal.
I don't want, listen, man, I need my fix. I need my fix, man.
That's true.
It's so good. But anyway, yes, this is the second edition of The Clown and the Shadow, which I guess we both agreed that that is what it is. I am Rob the Clown, and I got my buddy, Tim, who's the Shadow. When you think you figure it out, and you all of a sudden you turn on the lights, and he's gone.
Just like a shadow.
Just like a shadow, like, yes. A shadow. You can't hold him in.
You're kind of implying that I might be lurking around people in the dark, but, you know.
No, the reason he's a shadow is because he doesn't want to be associated with me in public, so we can't say his last name. Okay? That's it. All right, everybody? I've come clean. So you're listening to that kind of guy. He's the clown, you know, whatever. It's fine. I'm not going to be a sad clown about it. I'm not going to pout. I'm just going to get my little car clown with 18 of my friends.
Just drive away.
No,
and cry.
I'm going to make do. But yeah, thanks guys for listening. If you come back and you've listened to the first one and then you saw that we're here again and you're re-listening, I'm not going to throw the fan badge on you yet. I'm not going to call you a fan. I'm not going to do that. But I mean,
maybe I'd say they have too much free time, or...
No, I'm not going to put... No, sure, no,
no,
I don't want
to... Good people, good people. They're successful, great people.
They're shutting their phones now. Yes, obviously.
Great taste in
amazing taste. Yeah, like what we say last time, that we can just turn this on and have us talking, and maybe that's it. They're like turning it on. They're playing the show. So the robbers that are going to come rob their houses, which I'm sure are full of great things, because these are successful people that are listening to us.
Yeah. This is essentially a security system for Picassos, yes. Van Goghs.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
Rolls Royces.
Our voices are just echoing through mansions as we speak. Modern, beautiful, classic French chateaus.
It's just, yes. Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what I picture. It's amazing what technology can do. But, actually, the big thing about this was when we first did it, we weren't sure if that we were going to be listening, we were going to have any listeners. We didn't know if it was going to work. We just basically pushed record. We didn't have any blueprint of what we were going to say. And
clearly.
And all we, you know, for all we knew, we were just going to be talking to our phone and no one was going to be listening. But I am now proud to report that we do have listeners. The goal was in a few months, maybe if we were going to be really good, I thought that it'd be great if we had 100 listeners. That'd be amazing. I have it all judged through stand-up comedy, where I thought if I could do stand-up for comedy in front of 100 people, that's, for me right now at my level, that's a pretty good audience. And it turns out that right now we have 100 listeners for our first audio boo podcast, it's whatever you want to call
pretty
it.
Pretty shocking, honestly. In a good way. It's good shocking.
Dude, my heart skipped a beat when I saw the count the other day. When I looked and it was like 80.
Rob's actually been texting me every 4 hours. We're up to 74, we're up to 89.
So now we're in the 100.
We just hit 100, 5 minutes ago?
Yeah. So we could basically be at 101 by the time you listen to this, so, I mean, hey.
So we've achieved your goal. Let's retire.
We're already on the top. Let's go out on top. This is amazing.
So, thanks for listening, and bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Oh, you wish, you motherfuckers. But anyway, so thanks a lot. And I guess the chat, I think it may be, I don't know if it's from my buddy Amham, who originally got me involved. He's the French, he's German. Yeah, I'm new at this, so I might skip a word every now and again. You're getting what I like to call the white lightning. White lightning is undistilled whiskey, or it's distilled just to the point where it's white lightning, where it burns going down a bit, but it'll still get you drunk. All you know is that you're going to feel like shit the next morning after.
That's what this is?
This is white lightning.
This is aural white lightning.
This is audio white lightning. This is indie. This is cool. This is punk rock. This is from the streets. This is the underground. Back when the underground used to be cool. It used to be, but the rappers were all like, I'm from the underground. And that was a cool thing to be about. It wasn't like I'm a multi-millionaire badass guy who doesn't give a shit about you. It was, I'm in the underground. I'm with you motherfuckers.
I always wondered about that. Whenever a rapper got big, he was already rich. It's like, this is your first single. How are you fucking rolling a Rolls Royce?
Like Jay-Z. Well, I think that was like Jay-Z was the really originator of that. Because it wasn't like... it was more gangster for a while.
It was like proud to be poor, and then it just switched, and everybody was fucking rich. It's like, how are you guys all rich already? Well, I've never heard of you.
It's because the rappers that were good, like, that started off, you know, Strata, Compton, and, you know, they would get rich. And then they would brag about it, because, you know, there's a lot of it's bragging.
But it was bragging about how you were poor in your first three albums, and the fourth or fifth album, you're like, fuck it, I'm rich now. But yeah. I'm still the streets. Maybe. And then it was everybody's fucking, like, first guest appearance on a single. They were, like, talking about their Ferrari, their Maserati. It's like, what? Oh, I've never heard of you, man.
It's probably the government. It's probably, like, you know.
Government?
Yeah, dude. It's probably this capitalist society government that gets in and goes, you know what? All these rappers talking about violence, and all of a sudden there's riots and, like, gunplay. If we get them talking about spending, then maybe it'll boost the economy. Oh, man. And then, totally. The Illuminati. Oh, no, I said it.
Jesus, that's why I don't want my name associated with this.
Oh, I know, I just blew it up. It's the Illuminati got into the hip-hop game, and it's never been the same since. Fucking, yeah, you know, remember, after Tupac died, it's just so, shit. These tangents that we go on, man. But anyway, guys,
So anyway, back to your buddy Anham.
Sorry. He's German, and he's like he had like one of the top tier German American podcasts, and he showed me Audio Boo, and he has like around 100 listeners, and he heard this the last one. He was kind of mad that I didn't give him a major shout out to say please listen to him. So please listen to Anham. You're listening to us because of him. So or go kick his ass. Because you're listening to us because of him.
He's very responsible and or guilty in relation to what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Go kick his ass, because, like, they're going to get up and be moved by this podcast to actually take action.
Probably just going to turn it off and
listen to these big-headed guys. Like, I'm going to do a goddamn thing. Don't tell me what to do, clown.
So anyway, we were talking about the theme for this.
Well, we kind of have we
jumped around the last one. It was just kind of stream of consciousness, which is pretty natural for us, but...
Yeah. It does change it a little bit, having, I think, the phone that's recording everything, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, like, the technology was going to be the theme that we kind of thought that we'd talk about, and how, like, now that we can have a podcast, and anybody can have a podcast, how is that changing everything? Because we are not digital natives. Digital natives are these kids now, the millennials or whatever, that have just grown up with having phones in their pockets. It's just natural for them. They've grown up on the internet. They've grown up with social media. We never had those things. God, when we were kids. God, I couldn't believe... Could you imagine going to high school now?
It would be very, very different than when we went to high school, which was 20 years ago.
Oh my God, it's like, you know, these kids, like, they kill themselves because of this, the social media now.
That's some crazy, terrible shit, right?
I remember, like, how, like, I was, like, just so scared of people back then, but I was too proud to ever admit it. You know, like, I had some major social issues when I was, like, going through that. I don't know if all, like, I think all
had social issues.
I'm totally...
Totally resolved now.
Absolutely. Totally. Absolutely. I'm captaining a podcast... Of 100 people. How could anything be wrong with me? But 100 people like that we don't know if they're coming back. Again, we could just be talking to our phone again. But, like, yeah, man, I couldn't imagine going to, like, to junior high, like, 8th grade and having an online rep. And, like, if someone said anything, like, derogatory toward me back then, it would freaking be crushing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but these kids, like, they grew up like that, but... It seems like a lot of them, like, are way extroverted. Like, they like to be on blast like that. Actually, I think you have to be 13 years old to be on Facebook. But that's just Facebook.
Yeah, but I'm sure tons of kids lie about that shit. I'm sure.
Yeah, you probably, like, the last kid in class to be on it might be, like, the most uncool kid.
It's like the last kid to lose his virginity.
Maybe.
Fucking loser.
Like,
what, did I bring up some bad memories there, Rob? No. Shit, sorry.
Last kid. But it's not, but you don't lose your virginity like as publicly. Like, you can lie about
it. Oh, come on. People are talking about that
but
shit.
But you can't lie that's like true. I'm on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook. You just forgot my friends.
It's like, yeah, I'm on Facebook. I got 10,000, I've got 3,000 friends. It's like, no, you don't. I just keep them hidden. You don't even know the friends I have. All your friends are from the Niagara Fall region. All your friends aren't even in this town. Nobody wants to be friends. Everyone defriend Rob. No, go. you could do that. Oh, God, you could just torture kids.
You could really fuck some 4-13-year-olds up.
Yeah. You think there's cool ones that don't have, like, Facebook at all, and but they're sweet? It's like, we're just like, yeah, man, I don't need Facebook. He's like a 13-year-old kid with a leather jacket, and it's like, he's like the Bad News Bear kid that they had to bring onto the team that rides a dirt bike and smokes, and he's like, man, Johnny over there, he doesn't even have Facebook. And he uses a flip phone. He flips his phone.
I've definitely met people, and they're like, I'm not on Facebook, and right away I'm like, you're pretty fucking cool. I've given them extra credit because I'm like, that's...
I knew a girl that wasn't on Facebook, and she turned out to be homeless. Like, and I didn't realize she was homeless.
Did you ever go on a date with her, or...
Date? Define date.
I don't know. Anyway, so anyway, do you not want to talk about...
I knew her. Kind of, yeah. I knew her. She was bouncing around.
You knew her biblically.
She was bouncing around. Biblically? Like, did we go to church together?
Yeah, that's what biblically means.
Is that what biblically means?
Yeah, the way that Adam and Eve went to church together.
The way that Adam and Eve... Well, the whole world was their church, and she didn't have a home, so I guess it would be
the She same. Was living in the Garden of Eden, pretty
she
much.
Was living, she still is living
And in you were her Adam.
Well...
Or maybe you were the devil, snake. I don't know.
Oh man, she took my rib and ran.
She bit her apple.
She bit my apple. I don't know. Like yeah.
So enough about Rob having sex with homeless people.
Totally homeless, and I totally
semi homeless women.
She's hot, man. I don't know. Anyway, guys, come on.
So back to technology.
Let's do some serious casting now. Yeah, man, that would suck. Do you think that it's making, like, we could talk about society. Do you think this is good for society, Tim?
What, Facebook?
Facebook. Is Facebook good for society? What about the society, Tim?
Because I'm an old man, I think that some people are way too into Facebook. I'm definitely on there. I check it several times a day, but I don't give a shit about what you had for breakfast. You don't need to post 87 photos of the same bar and the same 6 people.
What if I take pictures of my food?
Every Friday night.
Is that cool if I take pictures of my food? Do you
that's,
care?
That's terrible. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares about, but... you know what I do sometimes? What I did is I've taken pictures of, like, really bad food that I've made that, like, looks terrible and take pictures.
Did you put a bunch of filters on it to make it look super sweet,
No,
though?
I make it look bad. Like, that's the joke. Like, just, like, shitty, like, an omelet that, like, never really quite made it that's half, like just looks like crap and, like...
I like that.
Living the good life, motherfuckers! And then a picture of my toothless homeless girlfriend sitting next to me. And, like, you wish!
Hashtag jealous!
Hashtag play alive, motherfucker! Fucker. <It's>, we're coming from the underground, son. You listen to indie shit now. But
so what do you think? You think Facebook's out of control? Jesus Christ, sound like old people.
Is it out of control? I think the site in general, I wish there was alternatives to it, but like everything's stuck. I'm stuck in Facebook. I wish there were, like, it pisses me off a lot. Like, I just sound crabby because the feed doesn't work like I like it to work. And like when I open up my Facebook and all of a sudden I can read somebody that's written something interesting, it'll pop away and I have to go find it now. Like, what would it just, you know, there's just things about it that there's little bugs that I think they're getting too cute for their own good is what I think. But yeah, I do find myself way fixated with it. And I don't think that it is all that great. But you know who actually I was going to bring up with this? And I made a note, I wrote it down to even write this, is that the Greeks, actually, when writing started to take a hold of culture, a lot of Greek people thought that that was bad.
What?
Because instead of now having to remember everything, you could just write it down so it made your mind weaker.
Damn.
So this is an old conversation.
Wow.
That as things get more and more, you know, like the printing press, you know, things don't take as much care to do anymore. Things are less valuable because they become cheap when they become for the masses. You know, it's like, oh, now we have this great internet, and what are we going to do? We're going to show people screwing
up. Dude, you're freaking me out. You've not just because these are amazing facts, but because the care that you've put into this podcast and the research is... I'm a little impressed and scared.
I didn't research that specifically. I've just heard that because I listened to lots of podcasts.
Oh, hearsay. Okay.
You're listening to somebody that's consumed lots of podcasts, and I'm now regurgitating that crap out. So
you say regurgitating, I was going to say passing along.
Passing along, yes. The knowledge, like a... like a beach ball, patting the beach ball.
I would say like when you pass food, you digest it. But okay.
Oh, I'm through a Rob's shaped straw, and that the people are my toilet. That knowledge. Yeah. That there's. Like
it's
you're not
in terms of knowledge, Rob.
Like you're not gonna be well informed in any way by listening to this, but you're gonna know a little bit about something that I know about. But
you'll have a good idea what you should put into Google next time to get more informed.
Sure. But that's not the idea. The idea is that you're getting what it's like for us for them to hang out with us to listen to these conversations about the world. We're not gonna bore you with more details about my life. You don't want to hear about.
So
my homeless girlfriend. Yeah. She's just bouncing around places, man. She just needs a place to crash. It's cool. Don't worry about her. I've forgotten about her.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, go on.
So yeah, that's definitely interesting. I don't know how to.
About the Greeks.
The Greeks, and then also how the printing press. Anytime you make something more widely available. In some way, you decrease its value.
Yeah. Well, just communication in general, like the telephone. All of a sudden, like, they'd have that kind of...
I think that totally works, yeah.
The conversations on the telephone, people would always think, is this good now? That the telephone was kind of like the radio at first. Like, people would, like, listen... You could listen to it, and it'd be like people would gather around and listen to the telephone. I just heard this on another podcast, How Stuff Works. There's a whole one about the telephone and how the telephone works. Now, people would sit around and listen to it. Like when television obviously came out, it changed the way that everybody lived. It used to be people would sit around a room, like have to entertain themselves.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, boom, this thing's in front of them and they no longer had to interact. It's right there.
Well, you had TV dinners. You would microwave some crap, some slop, and then sit down on the couch and eat a TV dinner in front of the TV instead of sitting around the table and talking to your family and your friends.
Yeah. But the internet's different, though, because you can choose better things. If you're just a consumer, you can choose higher quality if you want to. And here we are, being active now, putting material back, or giving something back.
Yeah, creating stuff.
After my 35 years of living, finally now have I been full enough of knowledge from all the crappy media that has been pushed into me that I'm now pushing it back into it. To apparently 100 people.
You're pushing out the... The crap.
Pushing out.
The crap is taking in.
Why does it always have to be digested? It's like, can't it be love?
You're pushing out the love.
And I'm putting that love now has my mark on it now. It's not just that you're hearing about the Greeks. You're hearing about the Greeks from me. So now it has my spin on it.
To go back to how you're talking about how, as it becomes more democratized, it loses some value in a way. Yeah. And I think that's true when you talk about, like, look how vast the internet is. It's really hard to find amazing content, amazing ideas, because there's just so much stuff out there. And you go to your Facebook feed, and everybody's tweeting or Facebooking or Instagramming their fucking breakfast, or that traffic sucks.
But that's just the part of the garble, I think.
Yeah, but there's more garble now, because anybody can garble.
There's a lot of garble, but it's also rising, too. I watch documentaries on Netflix all the time that are great. I just saw one called Somm. Which is about Sommelier, I'm saying it wrong. It's a wine expert. Sommelier, right? But anyway.
I know what you're trying to say.
Jesus, I know. My mouth is a mess. Anyway, and it was great. And then I saw this other one it was about this neighborhood in Brooklyn. That in the early 90s where Spike Lee lived, and then because of him living there and a lot of other like black artists lived there, it became this like black bohemian neighborhood, and it was great, this documentary. It's easy for people now just to go out and make great documentaries. So there are things that are happening that are kind of rising up, and as people, it becomes more accessible, the certain cream of society does rise to the top and then does put out better content that's out there too. I mean, it's happening in both ways. There's way more garbage. There's way more mediocrity. I mean, the big thing, is just being able to separate yourself and say that I'm not that mediocre thing, you know? But to do that, you got to prove it, you know?
Yeah.
You got to prove it, and you got to actually put something out.
Yeah. But it makes you wonder if the creative process had been this democratized, say, 50 years ago or 100 years ago, what else would have come out of it? Well, like, how many impressionist painters would have come out of that era if it was that much more democratized?
Well, time's relative. That's 50 years from now, then. You know, yeah. Who knows what's going to be 50 years from now? If there's going to be, like, an impressionism, now it's like...
I was just saying, I wonder if there was a bunch of mad geniuses in, say, 1885... who could have been amazing painters, impressionist painters, but didn't because they never thought
Dude,
to.
Dude, there's probably third world kids running around living in shit right now that have the potential to be absolute genius. You know, that just don't have the tools that are around them. You know, there are people probably all over that are born in the wrong place that never be able to live to their total full potential. Because, isn't there that book, that Outliner book?
It's like Outlier?
Outlier, where they talk about, like, you know, Steve Jobs lived in the Middle Ages. What would he have done? You know, what he may done? You just been another middle-aged dude. You know, if he would have lived, they said if he would have lived a few, like 10 years earlier, he would have just worked for IBM and he would have never become like the Apple man. You know, like the people, like it's where opportunity, you know, in history, they kind of meet, and the people that are suited for the time kind of rise up. You know, that's another old like discussion. Do the men make the time or the time make the men?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it sounds like it's a little bit of both.
I would say so, yeah.
It's just harder to keep up. You know? Like, I remember when I was a kid, it was so expensive to get a computer. This stuff was not just here.
It's insane how cheap it is nowadays.
Well, you know, I remember, like when we lived with Chris, we lived with a guy in college, both Tuck and I, and he had a computer and we didn't, and he only had it because he was a rich kid. Like, his dad's worth millions. And we were like, oh, you know, we all went to the computer lab. And then my buddy Halstead, when he got a computer, I literally looked at him and go, why? I'm like, great, but what can you do with it? And it was just basically a word processor, and he was just trying to act like he was cool because he spent like $800 on a computer. And I don't even think there was an internet to plug in. There was an internet at the time, but the house we lived in didn't have it. I think he might have to plug it into the phone line.
Dial-up connection?
Yeah, to get... Yeah. But, and the only place you could go in were, like, chat rooms, which every single website's like a chat room.
It's a chat room, yeah, yeah.
Now, but, you know, at the time, it was only a certain kind of person had a computer. You know, now it's like these kids, like I say, the natives, it's just everywhere, and we're all plugged into each other. Ooh, gross.
When you say it that way,
we're all just, ew, God. But, I mean, I think it could be a good thing if we use it for good. Like, there's a lot of
cool... It's tremendous potential, absolutely.
Like, Facebook has allowed me to meet people that I normally wouldn't have met. I've gone on... I can't think of a snowboarding trip.
You got to go snowboarding?
I got to go Facebook? Snowboarding once, which led to a friendship that I have with this dude. That's
really
cool. And then he's in a band. Isn't that a sweet story? Aww. Oh. And then he's in a band, and he let me be the photographer for the first couple times. Yeah. I took some good pictures. They actually used it in some of the pictures I took. So look at that. That's a happy internet story. Oh, yeah,
using it for good.
Using it to take
photos and go on snowboarding trips.
For snowboarding and friendship and photos. What could be better?
Well, I can think of some things that are better.
But, you know, I think it is. I think it's how you use it. And if we actually choose to use this at a certain point, there's only so much crap that you can look at. Like, when all the information's available to you, I think that the highest denominator, some people will rise higher than you think, I would say.
I don't know. The human race disappoints me on a hourly basis. But let me, real fast with the Facebook thing. When you're flipping through your Facebook feed, do you ever see certain names and you're like, fuck it, I'm not going to look what they see, because you know they always post photos of their kids or their fucking cat.
Yes.
Or they always say things like, I love spaghetti, or whatever it is.
Don't like the Farmville. Everyone likes the Farmville. No one likes that. What I think is interesting, though, here's a thought. That if you have like a crush on a girl or whatever now... Yeah. It can make any guy that just be normally, like, you'd see her and you're like, oh, there she is again. But now you become like an instant stalker.
Yeah.
Because you can look at anyone's if you're friends with, you can look at all their pictures.
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, you can just go sit there and flip through pictures.
Yeah. It's,
and that's like,
yeah.
And, you know, not to admit that I'm like that, but of course I'm going to look at like girls' pictures, guys' pictures. You look at it, like, it is this voyeuristic kind of world that you get. Absolutely. Could you imagine how terrible it would be if they showed you who actually looks at your profile?
I'm quite glad that's not possible.
Oh, God. That would be.
Because I've definitely paid way too much attention to certain profiles.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, good thing you're the shadow and nobody that's knows true. Who quite you might be. Out, so. That was just trapping you. I never do that. Ew. Yeah. Am I safe in here? Are there cameras on me now? Ugh, gross.
Honestly, though, like, I don't want to brag, but I have, you know, well over 400 Facebook friends. Wow. And, but of those 400, say, there's probably 40 or 50 that I actually kind of give a shit what they say. Everybody else, I'm like, that's great, that's great, that's great. But there's a couple that I really, like, really good friends or really hot chicks, and every time they post something, I'm like, what's this? What's that say? Oh, that's cool.
Some of the hot chicks annoy the hell out of me, though. Like they really...
But I'm talking about hot chicks that I actually think are cool people, too.
There's a lot of, like, I try to, like, well, those sites that just, like, post things, like, there's, like, those weird people, I don't know if they're people or what it is, and it started out just, like, certain people would get up and post all day long, and they'd be, like, the coolest pictures you've ever seen, and I save those in my computer, like, in my computer, I have thousands of pictures.
Yeah, it's, like, certain, like, feeds or websites sites.
But
or...
if you're into, like, I'm into, like, design, I have, like, beautiful design, I have Dwell Magazine, I like to look at that, it's crappy to, you know, those are things, but then I have, this one, No Hope for the Human Race, always puts these funny things up.
Yeah,
this
stuff other, up
and you see this interesting art. And if you, like I said, if you use it, if I see something that I like in real life, and there's a way to like it on Facebook, I will, because then I get that extra perspective from them. I get more, you know, if I like a band, then I'd like to know when they're out, you know, when their stuff is out. If I like an, you know, I like, you can get good things from it. Certain people.
But back to the same point, like we were talking. You're just flipping through. You're like, crap, I don't care about your kitten. I don't care about your fat baby.
It doesn't make me mad, though. I don't click.
No, but you just got to sort through it, and you find one of your cool friends who posts some really cool art photos up there or whatever.
Like their science stuff or whatever. Yeah. It's not like... but or hot girls, of course. That's what we should...
That's universal.
That's what I was thinking. I should start putting like a picture of a hot girl up for our audio pack little thing.
Talking about girls that I've met that I think are like...
I'm just saying it catches your eye, like as you're flipping through. Automatic. Like if, even for an audio podcast, if we put a picture of a hot chick, we would get a ton of more people looking and they'd be like, oh, I want her. And then they'd probably be upset because she's not on it. It's like, listen, you idiot. It's audio. You can't look at her anyway. A hot chick doesn't sound bad. Well,
some girls sound pretty
maybe
cool.
It does. You know what? Maybe it is kind of like mental, some mental porn thing. Like if you hear like a hot girl talking in the room.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Even if you think she's just hot.
Yeah, so people would get mad. Hold on, we have 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes left. I wish this thing went longer.
We're limited.
We're limited. I feel like it's like when we're going into it, like I think like, oh God, how are we going to fill up this half hour? But then once we start going, it's like, oh shit, this is going to stop. And if we want to do another one, we're going to have to start it up again. And that's awkward.
Yeah, that's awkward. So, that's true.
But yeah, did we give shout outs to every... We gave one to Amham. I think I still owe... Did I say Todd? Todd father. Needs a shout out, Todd McNulty, who listened to the last one. I promised that I would say hey to him, and this promise, I'm making the promise happen. Thanks a lot. You waited till the end. Oh, I know you were pissed, buddy. No, this one's for you.
He's like, that's half an hour.
It's half hour. He's like,
although he might have fast forward on his audio device.
He'd miss so much stuff. Oh, what are we talked about Facebook for a good half hour here. I mean, no.
Actually, for us, a relatively focused conversation.
We tried, yeah.
Maybe too focused, honestly.
Whatever, dude. This is the second one. We're doing it, man. We're grinding. We're not podcast grinders. This is what we're doing now.
We're going to get better.
Only going to get better. And we're not going to measure success by how many people we have. We've already reached the goal. Like, 100 people is great.
Oh, I could walk away. I could walk away the champion, undefeated,
I mean,
in my own mind.
We'll see. I don't know if it's some sort of strange fluke on why it's 100. You know, maybe...
I'm a little nervous about the second one.
Well, it might be like it does maybe put you out more because it's 100 to get you like, oh, I need to do this, you know? So it might... Somehow this might be bullshit.
Fucking trick, man.
Yeah. I don't know. You know? Whatever. It's cool. Something to do.
Yeah.
Sweet. And it's that home security system that for
if
all
you have a baby or a dog that gets lonely and needs to hear the sound of human voices.
Just the sound of it, yeah.
Yeah, or home security.
The dog just goes all over the place and rips the place apart because they left it alone just listening to us and couldn't stand it. So we have 23 seconds, 22.
I don't think we have to fill up all 20. We could just say
no. I was right just now. Saying, if you have anything left to go.
I think that was that's fine.
All right. For better or for worse, I'm pretty sure we're probably going to publish this one. I hope you guys tune into the next one. We're going to try to do at least once a week, maybe two. Thanks.